So on the line I have Dia, and he is a Eastern Western practitioner and Oriental practitioner, not a doctor, and he's going to have a little chat with us about life. Dee, how are you?
Thank you so much. Fine, thank God. Every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift, that's exactly right.
Now, let's keep it very basic, simple. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the most generous, the most merciful. Hi, everybody. I am Dee, the Oriental practitioner. I am not a medical doctor, and I am here to share with you the knowledge and the wisdom of 10,000 years which passed to us from generation to generation. And now I wrote 7 books. The first 2 books are published, and I'm in the process of publishing the 3rd book. And I have my YouTube channel, the General Oriental Practitioner, and the website, when you go there, you will find everything. My number 086-077-7700. Just to let you know, I don't text and I don't use any technology, so that if anybody wants to reach me, they ring me direct. Now, let me keep it very basic and very simple. The Eastern philosophy, I give you simple example. If 6 people go to the GP with headache, they will be receiving exactly same tablet. This is the difference between the Oriental medicine and the Western medicine. When you come to the clinic, we have variety of way of diagnose, tongue reading, pulse reading, your diagnose, scalp acupuncture, and we have variety of service we could help you with, like acupuncture, hojama, Reiki, hypnosis, meditation, realignment, the yoga. All this information, you will see them in my YouTube. 6 people go to the GP with headache. The title of their complaint is same. They will be receiving same tablet. From our philosophy, we book 6 people, hypothetically speaking. When we check the tongue, the pulse, when we take you to the room, you will find each one treated completely and totally different. Some example, this man has headache caused by anger. This girl, her headache caused by posture. The other one is by diet. The other one by emotion. When we check the tongue, the pulse, we go back to the root cause of the condition and we treat the person holistically, and we treat the person from every aspect: emotional, physical, mental, sexual, psychological, functional, from every aspect. Now, this is from a physical way. From emotional way, same, all what we say, no extra show anger. If your headache caused by anger, the GP will give you a tablet, you'll use it. Your headache gone after 1 or 2 days, hypothetically speaking, your headache back again. Why? Because you did not deal with the root cause, you dealt with the manifestation. Now, no extra show anger, no blood test show fear. Now, this is when we go to the root cause. We have every organ in our body represent a channel, represent emotion. Some example, stomach related to anxiety, worrying. The liver related to anger, hatred, resentment, frustration, jealousy. The lungs related to sadness, grief, regret, and mourning. The gallbladder related to hesitation, misjudgment, guilt. The heart related to happiness, excitement, joyment, ecstasy. Now, the kidney from a Western perspective has only one function. From Oriental, it has 15 functions. In one of the book, I explain them in very detail. The kidney related to shock, related to fear, related to miscarriage, related to bravery. The 2 emotions, the yin and the yang. The purpose of our treatment to create the balance, regardless what treatment we use, whether the acupuncture, whether we create the state of balance. And from our philosophy, any woman, her cycle more than 3 days, that's not normal. We could stop the period, we could start the period, we could increase it, decrease it, depends on what do we. And women should not have any period symptoms or menopausal symptoms. Why? Because this is when you go back to the hojama. Hojama, this means the bloodletting. the bloodletting in the East, you wait so long to have this treatment. Everything in the blood. I give you two simple examples. Why do you change the oil in the car? Because the car will not work. Same from our philosophy, the blood regarded as an organ, and the blood circulates everything. Calcium, potassium, magnesium, sodium, we could talk forever, and it will circulate your emotional state from million generations. Number one. Number two, if you have a fish tank, will you change the water? The answer is yes. What happens if you don't change? The fish will die. Apply same rule. Your body is the tank. When they taught you medicine in school, 70% of your body is water. And the cell and the organ, they are the fish. They have to swim in a crystal clear water. That explains why what we tell you is completely opposite to the Western way. But I have to clarify, we call it complementary. We do not call it alternative. We complement each other. That's why I don't accept anybody without going to their GP or their consultant first. We could help any condition, you name it, neurological, digestive, Parkinson's, stroke, epilepsy, the list is endless, arthritis, cholesterol, diabetes, MS, everything. And as we said, because the blood, it carry your DNA from million generations, that's why we keep cleansing the blood. How, that explains why women live longer than the man, because their cycle.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons. And the people who donate blood, they are less likely to get cancer.
Right.
Even if they get cancer, they have another second chance, whatever. And the other thing quickly I want to give you is, the GP said to you, avoid salt. Your doctor said to you, avoid salt. You avoided salt all your life and you still have every sort of condition. You should be fixed by now. From our philosophy, anything you drink, regardless what your condition, it has to be salty. You drink salty water, salty tea, salty coffee, salty milk. Now you need to know why. What do you urinate? Salt. What do you sweat? Salt. What do you cry? Salt. You heard of dementia? Alzheimer? Yes. You heard of osteoporosis? Yes. That explains why every time if we urinate, we sweat, we don't replace the salt. That explains why most of the time if we have dementia, Alzheimer, we have osteoporosis with it. The decline of your memory. Every time when you urinate, you are urinating your bone density and the essence marrow for your memory. You will read it in the book when I explain about the short-term memory and the long-term memory. This is just a quick idea, and if you have any question, to ask me.
Yeah, so I suppose I wanted to just go back a little bit to your, I'm interested on the tongue, you know, that you do a diagnosis through the tongue, don't you?
Excellent. As we said, we have variety way of diagnosis. When we check the tongue, this is, I have the course about the tongue in very depth. Very quickly, the tip of the tongue represents the heart. The heart related to enjoyment, excitement, ecstasy, joyful. The area behind the tongue represents the lungs related to sadness, grief. The area to the side represents the spleen, represents your mental obsession and your physical strength. When you are tired, you start to do silly mistakes. You start to forget. The area behind it represents the liver and the gallbladder. This means about the digestive, about indigestion, belching, burping, hiccup, wind, because the emotion not been released. The area in the middle represents the stomach. The area behind it represents the bladder, the excretion, the final part of the digestion, the small intestine, and the excretion and the reproductive. This means when we check the tongue, we know, is this problem physical, emotional, structural, psychological, related to diet? Some example, from day on, do not touch anything from pig meat. You will win 50% of the battle. Anything big, pork, ham, rashes, sausage is cancerous. It will trigger cancer. And go watch it in the YouTube, watch it and see when you see it. And also the pulse, because the philosophy built on yin and yang, if you are happy, we have a different rhythm pulse. If you are sad, we have a different rhythm pulse. As we said, no extra show sadness, no blood test show fear, no urine test show jealousy. Mm. Thank you so much. If you have any other questions.
I wanted to get back to the blood aspect, you know. So, I mean, I've heard that before, like that women, because of their period, but men don't have any way of actually getting rid of blood. So what should men do?
Absolutely, that's a very good question. What is it? We keep it very basic, simple. About the hujama, the bloodletting, the least you could do, the least. If you break the tip of your fingers, ask your doctor why he tells the people who have diabetes, when they break the finger with this process, they are releasing the blood sugar.
All right.
I'm talking from Western, because I lecture doctors, consultants, GPs, whatever. Whatever way you want to look at it. In this case, the men, they need the hujama regularly, because women talkative, men suppressive, they suppress. With the process of releasing the blood, they release their emotion. It's, in this case, they have the hujama, and they will have the ear hujama. They could have the ear acupuncture, whatever. This means basically the hujama physically, when she will do it for you, Carmel, my work colleague, she will show you physically and you will see. I give you a simple example. Why, if you go to the GP, you tell him, I passed blood. Why does he ask you about the color of the blood?
Mm.
Does he want to paint his house? No. Because if the color is red bright, this means the blood is from external tissue, not serious. Like we have bile, hemorrhoids, whatever, you name it. But if the blood dark black, brown, stagnant, it become as a clot, this with the five emotions, the anger, the hatred, resentment, frustration, jealousy, it has the potential to trigger cancer. And the beauty about this treatment has no side effect at all. There are people, they brought them in a wheelchair. They are running marathon.
Well,
not because me, nothing to do with me at all. Because they went home and they did everything religiously.
Mm.
For example, go to my YouTube when we say put onion in your socks, onion in your heart. Take full bath with onion. You don't put water. Put onion in a blender, blend it, take picture for the onion before you get to it and after. You will have the shock of your life. Anything you drink has to be salty, salty water, salty tea, salty coffee, salty milk. Now go ahead.
Okay, so the emotional aspect of it, you know, through your, I suppose, with your years of experience and stuff like that, what do you think is the biggest challenge that people have around emotions these days?
What is the question?
So, a lot of people are stuck with their emotions. I suppose I see it as a psychotherapist, how people are struggling to actually release their emotions and get to the root of their problem with their emotions. You know, what do you see it from your philosophy seems to be the biggest challenge for human beings these days?
Absolutely brilliant. Look, I give you one philosophy. Live by it, all your emotion gone. This second gun, what is it? Every night, 300,000 people will not wake up to see the next day. We could be among these people. Every night, worldwide, you see when somebody said to my granny died in bed, my aunt died, this means as soon you wake up in the morning, thank God endlessly.
Okay.
Every second is a gift, and 99% of our emotion are based on illusion. This is when we talk, we use talk to rewire your thought. People, they say, since I have been to your lecture, I'm not the same person. Why is that? They say, before I take everything personal, I realized is not me. I give you a simple example, hypothetical example. Let we say the right neighbor hates. Or let we say, maybe say, oh, that's a strong word, they don't like you. I ask a simple question, who has the issue, you or them?
You.
No. That's the problem. Because you took it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing to do with it.
You took it personally.
You are not there for them to like you or dislike you.
Mm.
You are there to be yourself. See?
Yeah.
You, how many people lived and died and they don't know who they are? Why? Because they spent all their life seeking approval.
Yeah.
This is the way how I am. You like it or not, I don't mind. You see, this means when you change people's perception, this is when we talk about the numerology, they know. I give you a simple example. You work in an office. There are six people. Three of them, they love you. They are mad about you. They adore you. They can't wait to see you. And the other three, they can't wait to see the back of you. They can't stand you. In this case, what the story? There is no story. When you do the numerology, what happened? It will apply with your Irish saying. You are the one who say in Irish, he is not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I'm not there to be your cup of tea.
Okay.
And you are not there to be my cup of tea. It is what it is. See, this means the numerology is when we take the mother name, date of birth, and your name, date of birth, we put an alphabetical, mathematical, Arabic table to bring your element. When you bring your element, you really are. Some example, you say, how come we are six brothers, sisters? Why do you get on so well with this brother? And you don't get as well. Not because he is good, she is bad. No, because if you are too similar, it will not work. If you are too alike, it will not work.
Mm-hmm.
If you are too alike, it will work only for a while. After that, finish, deflated, especially in relationships. Because people, they make people to hear what they like to hear in the start of the relation.
Yeah.
That's why a special chapter in the book talk about relationship. Of course, everybody, they try to show their nice side. See?
Yeah.
If you have any other questions.
No, I think that kind of covers everything. I think in your talk at the start, I think you covered a lot of things. You know, I mean, I suppose the key message to people really is that to get as much salt into their diet as they can, I suppose. And it makes sense that, you know, we do excrete salt through sweat and when we go to the toilet and stuff like that. So that makes a lot of sense to me that we should be putting that salt back into our body. And I suppose a lot of Western talk would be around, you know, people with people with high cholesterol and stuff like that, that should be reducing their salt down. But what your philosophy says is that you should actually regardless, you should just actually put salt into your diet.
Absolutely brilliant. And the people always, they ask, they say, how much? There is no how much, because every human metabolic rate is different.
Mm.
Some example, you go for a walk with your friend. After 2 minutes, you start to sweat.
Mm.
Your friend, he or she, they sweat after half an hour. Who need to put the salt first? The person who sweated first. Why? Because our body designed to crave what already missing.
Mm-hmm.
Ask women. When the women premenstrual, what they crave? Chocolate.
Right. See? Yeah.
Carbohydrate. Why carbon and hydrogen? Why? Because this means progesterone and estrogen, the two hormones.
Yeah.
As soon as their cycle starts, all the craving is gone without seeing my face, whether oriental or no oriental, without coming to anywhere. And big part of our treatment, the talk, and we give you a specific exercise, because when they teach us medicine about anatomy, human body, we have seven bodies. We help you to access a different body. These other bodies, they don't deal with pain. They don't deal with emotion. it makes to them absolute no difference.
Yeah.
See, as am I talking now, you could do with your own eyes, just draw the figure of 8 clockwise, anti-clockwise, horizontal and vertical. Immediately you start to feel every sort of sensation.
Yeah.
Immediately. And that's why people, let them to come to the workshop, to the seminar, to the lecture, they experience it, because no matter how the subject is interesting, not same when you experience it. Some people, they say to me, what do you mean, especially doctors, they say, what do you mean 6 bodies, 7 bodies? This means if I dissect your arm, will I see 7 arms? No. I will give you a quick couple of examples to finish, because we could talk for...
Yeah. And our time is nearly up.
Yeah. 7 people, they faint.
Okay.
The title is same. Why, when they wake up, each one of them tell you something different? They should be telling you same thing, because the title is same. The answer is no, because each one of them access a different spiritual dimension and different spiritual level. That's why when you access level number 5, if you die now, this second, it means absolutely nothing to you.
Okay.
Irrelevant. See, if I am dying in 2 minutes, what difference it make if the neighbor like me or they don't like me? My name mean nothing. My prestige mean nothing. My diploma mean nothing. Just I am here to share the knowledge, the wisdom before we are gone. Any second we will be gone.
Mm.
This is the problem. We think we are immortal.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
No, I think that covers everything. So if people want to get in contact with you, can you remind them of your telephone number?
My number 0860.
Yeah.
77. Another 7700. Even if I am busy, they leave me their name, their detail, and yeah. I get back to them. And my YouTube channel, D, the General Oriental Practitioner, and as I said to you, I'm not a medical doctor. And
yeah.
Children up to the age of 15, free of charge, no matter how many sessions it takes, no matter what their
condition is. That's brilliant. That's fantastic. It's been fantastic chatting to you, Ennio, and best of luck with your evening and best of luck with everything. And I'm sure we'll chat soon. Talk to you soon. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.